It hurts. It's a sucky thing because we've talked about this. We talked about it a little bit earlier this year, Coach Norton, they're family. You spend so much time with them. Meet with Coach Del Rio. Met with Coach Del Rio every Thursday morning since he's been here. We've spent time together. I've been at his events. You just create a bond. You create something, and that's a bond that will last. That's something that lasts forever. So it hurts, when something sucky happens to someone you care about. So we weren't good enough for him. We have to take our ownership as players, and I think that, that's where we're at right now. Is we're kind of angry that we let it get to that. We're upset at ourselves. We understand the business part of it. But as players, I talked with Khalil. Our job is to come back better and hungry. We've been through some hard times together, and this is right up there with it. So, we're hungry, we're angry a little bit, which is good in this instance. And nothing you can do about it right now. The wound is still fresh. But as we go forward, it'll scar over and it'll be there, but you got to move on, and we got to, do that. So I love him. I love his family. They've been great to me. We've had some great talks about life. We've had some great talks about football. He's helped me grow so much as a player in my knowledge and my, in understanding the game. And we had a great talk, this week. Now looking back on it, it's crazy, just how it works out. We had a great talk this week on our Thursday meeting. And we didn't see this, coming. We were excited to just, continue to compete. And, he would let me know, hey, we're going to fix the little things that we need to fix and get this thing back right. You just keep being you, keep leading us. And just how we were talking, we were getting ready for what's next, And for it to be done, it's crazy, crazy deal. But sorry for being long-winded. Hopefully that helped. I'm not getting into what's fair, what's not. This league is, we all say, production-oriented, right? And so we didn't do well as a team, and that's just one of the things that happens now. I don't get into, that's fair or not fair. A lot of things in life, are fair or not fair. We know that. Everyone's been through stuff. So, especially in this business, man, it just is what it is.
How much do you think a new coach can make a difference?
Right now, we don't know because Coach Del Rio is our coach. We just, spent, 3 years with him, and, we had some really, really, really good times. Obviously we did some things that hadn't been done here in a while, for our organization. It's hard, to be honest with you, it's hard, but, having a new coach or whatever, that will be down the road and is what it is, but, for us as players, we need to be better. We got to be more accountable. We got to be more demanding. All those things, and we will. Those things are already in the works of being fixed. Those things, those talks, those discussions. I've had plenty of communication and discussions with people that I needed to talk to, and they know. We talked, we sat down, and we actually got better this this week. Sounds crazy, but we're going the right way because. The demand and the accountability has to crank up, and it will, because we know as players how it goes, man. We got to produce.
Numerous reports have said this was made in order to bring John Gruden in. Would you have any thoughts on John Gruden?
I'm aware, of what was said because how the world works today. Even if you try and stay away from stuff, you're going to hear about it. And if he's our coach, if he's not, we don't know. We don't know. We just lost to the Chargers, and Coach Del Rio is our coach. I know him. I've known him for a while, but this is still pretty fresh. You know what I mean?
How did you find out?
How did
you find out he got fired?
I found out just in the locker room. Honestly, on somebody's phone. I won't say who. Whenever it was, out.
He wasn't given a last chance to address you guys as a team.
Oh, he addressed us. Yeah, it wasn't like a. Hey, farewell kind of thing. He addressed us just like he always does. He's a man, he stood in there and he's, talked about, things that we could do better and all those things as a team, just as he always does. So it was, there was no, you know, signed when he was talking to us that, you know, that was it. You know what I mean?
So he didn't address you after he was fired. When he addressed you, he didn't know at that point that he was being relieved.
To be honest, I don't know. You know, like we come in after the game and, you know, y'all wait outside. You know, he addressed us just right then. So I don't know, like, the timeline and all that stuff.
It's going to be your fourth playbook to learn in 5 years. How hard is that?
Got to do it, right?
I know you got to.
But yeah, it's always difficult. It's a you know, but that's what we're supposed to do. You know, it's what you know I'm supposed to do. It's what you know we're all supposed to do. Offense, defense. That's you know it's our job, man. You know we got to do our best, and I felt like we competed our best, but we didn't execute our best. We weren't demanding and accountable enough, and that will change. You know, just letting Raider Nation know that will change and we're going to get right.
Have you met with Jack privately since the...
Yeah, yep, Khalil and I, we did, you know, because, you know, it's our team, you know. There's no secret about that, you know. You know, it's Khalil and I's team. And both of us went in there and talked to him. We hugged him, told him we loved him, same, told us he loved us. You know, and he's a man's man, you know, when it's hard, he's... You know, he stood in there and talked to us, you know. He was real about everything, you know, and I won't get into, you know, private conversations and that kind of stuff. But we absolutely, Khalil and I, you know, got together and we went in there and saw him, you know, because it's family, you know. It is at the end of the day. We're a family. We're a family that needs to be better. And, yeah, and we will.
Accountability, how have you seen that fall short in the building?
You know, I just think in our details, you know, I think I've talked about that throughout the weeks. Our details were lacking, and that's us as leaders. That's on us. We got to fix that. You know, that's you know that we have to hold ourselves accountable at the same time. You know, like I said, I always look at myself in the mirror first. How can I fix things? And I had to have a whole bunch of conversations that are uncomfortable, but I had to have them, right? And so a lot of guys are doing the same thing that are our leaders because we know where we need to go. We've been, you know, a little. We've almost been there. You know what I mean? We've made the playoffs. We've won 12 games. We've seen how it's supposed to be done, and we saw that, you know, we didn't match that this year. And so, without getting into too much detail, we got to hold each other accountable in the littlest of things. And we will. That's a promise that we will definitely do that. A
couple more for Derek. 4 weeks ago, you guys were tied atop the division.
Right. I'm not even trying to be funny. It's when we lost, you know, you know that's you know when you lose, you know when you're in that position, then you lose, then you know that's you know you're not in that same position to go to the playoffs or win the division. You know, it wasn't. There was no like, I think what you're saying. There's no like one moment where it was like, oh man, here it is, it's going bad. You know, it was never like that. We have a great group of guys that work their tail off. They work hard. They compete their tail off. We got a bunch of grown men. We got a bunch of dogs. You know, I think anyone would tell you that whoever comes in next, they got a whole bunch of, you know, angry dudes that just want to fight, you know, and compete their tail off. And so we're going to rein that in and hold that accountable. And that's where we'll go from here. But there was no one moment where it was like, oh man, there it is. I can't like, you know, put my finger on it. No, 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 no. We were definitely fighting and competing. Like, you know, you turn the film on, the effort was good. You know, guys are on the other side of the ball, running to the ball, or the extra blocks, you know, the physicality, all those things. It was there, just, you know, the details of an assignment or the footwork of an assignment or the eyes, you know what I mean? That's where we were missing. And, you know, in just a short amount of time, you try and just scramble, correct it, make the correction, go on to the next week, and I think that's just where we fell short. That was my opinion. Yeah, I think that's just where we fell short.
Last one, if I may ask. All good?
Thank you. Happy New Year. Thank you, guys.